In remarks in Bangkok over the weekend, President Bush made his most explicit commitment to date to provide security assurances to North Korea in exchange for an end to its nuclear weapons program. The Bush administration has not decided what kind of assurances it's willing to give North Korea, nor what the sequence of events would be to achieve both goals. Short of some specific proposal, it's not yet clear whether North Korea is willing to return to the negotiating table, NPR's Mike Schuster reports.
This was not the first time that President Bush said the U.S. is willing to provide assurances to North Korea that it has no intention of mounting an attack. The U.S. essentially told the North Koreans as much when they met for talks at the end of August in Beijing, along with representatives from China, Russia, Japan, and South Korea. But in the intense media glare of the Asia-Pacific summit in Bangkok, the president's words had added significance.
I've said, as plainly as I can say, that we have no intention of invading North Korea. And I've also said as plainly as I can say that we expect North Korea to get rid of her nuclear weapons ambitions.
The problem is how to translate those goals into concrete proposals. John Wolfstall, an expert on nuclear proliferation at the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace, says what's needed now are specifics to move the negotiation forward.
The only thing that's different between now and when the talks ended in August is that we're all 3 months older. North Korea's had 3 more months to either work on their nuclear program or convince the world that they've been working on their nuclear program.
It seems that every few weeks, North Korea repeats the claim that it has processed all the nuclear spent fuel it possesses, which, if true, would give it enough plutonium for as many as 6 new nuclear bombs, on top of 2 it is believed to have manufactured in the 1990s. Just last Friday, the North said it would soon show its nuclear deterrent, which was interpreted as a threat to detonate a nuclear test. The Bush administration has not been able to gather enough solid intelligence to confirm the North Korean claims, and that intelligence gap has fueled an intense debate within the administration over how to deal with North Korea. But Jack Pritchard, who was the special U.S. envoy for negotiations with North Korea until August, argues that the debate over the intelligence is not really the point.
They are on a path to do that, and whether they've done it already and we just don't know, or they will over the next some months actually complete that process and head down the road to a point in time where they do have some several nuclear weapons. They're controlling the pace and they're controlling the path.
Pritchard believes the Bush administration must soon disclose to North Korea just what kind of security guarantees it is willing to provide, and how both the implementation of the security arrangement and the dismantling of North Korea's nuclear program could actually take place. John Wolfstall agrees that the Bush administration needs to go beyond verbal commitments now.
The United States should be willing to put down in writing what the president has already said publicly a number of times, and that is, if it were to give up its nuclear program in a verifiable way, the United States would have no reason to threaten attack against North Korea.
North Korea has already made an initial proposal of its own. At the end of August, Pyongyang proposed what it called simultaneous action from the U.S., a non-aggression pact, the establishment of diplomatic relations, and the fulfillment of the 1994 agreed framework, primarily the construction of 2 nuclear power plants. And in exchange, the North would freeze its nuclear weapons program, allow the return of nuclear inspectors to monitor the freeze, and ultimately dismantle the entire nuclear program. Many of the terms of this proposal are vague, and the proposed timing is not acceptable to the U.S., but it is a start and deserves a specific response, say many experts. On Sunday, President Bush said what he wouldn't accept, but was less clear on what he is willing to give.
We will not have a treaty. If that's what you're asking, that's off the table. Perhaps there are other ways we can look at the to say exactly what I've said publicly on paper, with our partner's consent.
But former Special Envoy Jack Pritchard says the Bush administration cannot rely entirely on the other participants to the talks to take the burden off the U.S. to respond.
There's a superficial belief that the process has aligned 5 nations in isolating North Korea, and somehow that's a success story. It's a very shallow view, and it is not a success story.
No date has been set for a resumption of the 6-party talks on North Korea. Without more specifics, it could mean they never resume. Mike Schuster, NPR News, Los Angeles.